So how about the community at large? Was there a certain place in town where community members would tend to bump into each other and chat?
Well, Shaw's store was one where at one point they had a stove, and they had a they'd buy these huge wheels of cheese and was on a pedestal with a big knife, and you could get yourself a little slice of cheese to see how it is. And the men tended to a limited amount to congregate there, but not large numbers. School basketball games were well attended, and there was a lot of interest in baseball in the summer, and towns would have town teams and would arrange to hire local people who had a reputation as being a good pitcher. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for that on Saturdays or Sunday. I guess they were probably played on Sunday afternoons. There was a baseball field up near Foxfire on the road to Morrisville. A great deal of enthusiasm on many people's part. That was a lot of fun.
Any other town-wide activities that come to mind? I know the Winter Carnival was something that you had spoken about. Can you remember?
Yes, they had began to have winter carnivals. Well, it was back in the, I guess,
21.
1900s or so. And, yes, and then that became more of an event in the along about the late 30s or so. In the 1933, they had a winter carnival that was held, most of it held off on the road, off the road to Morrisville, with where they had a ski jump and a hill pasture where you could set up slalom races. That was when slalom was just coming in. Dick Durrance, who was educated in or lived in Germany for several years before he came to Dartmouth, was the walk-away winner of all of those events, and it just opened our eyes to how these people could ski. And that was sort of the beginning of the major interest in development of skiing.